Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Carell is with us. Also
showing his body.
John Ziegler. Carell has about 20 tattoos.
Oh, more than that.
More than that.
Yeah, I can't even count how many tattoos I have.
Do you have any on the wiener?
No. I've never wanted to pierce it or tattoo it. I've never woken up and looked or chop it off.
You're like a conservative that way.
I'm like a conservative in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
People always would call my show and think, oh, you're so conservative. I thought you were a liberal. It's like, no, I'm just an American.
Can I just say how honored I am to spend a Friday night looking at tattoos of a fat gay man up close?
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know. John.
I didn't know that word's not allowed.
Oh, a-hole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can't use the whole thing.
That
really?
Be allowed either.
Isn't this obscene?
I know.
The FCC, do you know that they're bringing Cher to the Supreme Court? I don't know if they're going to bring her. God bless her. You know, her cheeks are 4 inches higher than they were last year. But they're bringing her and Janet's case to the Supreme Court because the lower court threw out the fine and said they don't have to pay all this money. That's ridiculous. I've seen that breast. It's not worth $2 million. maybe $200,000, but $2 million. Oh, the piercing. But anyway, the FCC has said no, that we the people were so harmed by this, by the breast that started it all, that they must and then Cher during the Billboard Awards on Fox, which you were going to do a story about, on she said, the critics have said every year for 42 years that I'm on my way out. Well, F them. And it got out on air. And the FCC feels that Fox should pay large sums of money for this, you know, for Cher's word.
It is ridiculous that cable, they can get away with that, satellite radio, and that we literally have to say the word poop.
It's ridiculous that Sarah Palin totally can say pals around with terrorists and not be true and not be fined. Or not just, or let me pick
just
on a liberal.
You admitted that was true in the last hour.
Let me pick on,
I
let me pick on a liberal.
That was true.
It's obnoxious that anybody can go on television and that the Supreme Court also ruled that campaigning doesn't have, not the Supreme, it was a state court that ruled, campaigning doesn't have to be truthful.
How are you going to determine what's the truth?
Okay, so you can't, so they can determine what, they can determine beyond a doubt what offends people.
Oh, believe
but
me,
they can't
Carell,
determine
I'm totally
what is,
on your side on this.
Okay.
I think it's ridiculous.
It's dumb. It's so
I wrote
stupid.
A book called The Death of Free Speech.
And it's so true. The First Amendment is gone. It is gone. You can only speak what people want you to. Even on radio. You know, on KGO, there's a KGO way of doing things. There was. I would, you know, when I played Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, the day Reagan died, that wasn't really the KGO way of doing things. But that's how I felt. You know, the guy didn't say the word AIDS for 7 years, and, you know, he led us into horror, and, you know.
Yeah,
and,
that was classic.
And then he won. Oh, okay, you know what? Yeah, letting a generation die was classic.
Will you give George Bush some credit for the way he is at least treated AIDS in Africa and...
Well, he did allocate millions of dollars. Billions. Most of it never got there. It hasn't been dispersed yet. But I will say he brought it to the foreground. And when the United States moves in that fashion, when we say we're going to give this much money, other countries then come to the party. So it did bring people. But George Bush never took, for instance, the Catholic Church to task for AIDS in Africa, which is a huge reason there is AIDS in Africa, is the Catholic Church. And so he never took the Catholic Church.
How is the Catholic Church?
The Catholic Church doesn't allow contraception. Doesn't allow condoms. They just now started, actually. The Catholic Church just last year made an exception, and now in sub-Saharan Africa and other parts of Africa, they are allowing contraception to be given out. But up until now, up until 2008, they did not. They practiced the rhythm method, or they just said abstain. And when you have people who are starving, and they're coming in for food to a church, and the church says you can only eat if you follow our rules, they're going to follow the rules. And plus, there was no education. The church didn't want to educate them about safety. They said abstinence only. So they didn't
say. So if it wasn't for the Catholic Church, things would have been.
That's not true at all. The Catholic, it's like any great disaster. There's a confluence of things that goes wrong. The Titanic didn't just hit an iceberg. The TWA flight didn't just blow up. The Hindenburg, it's always, there's things in play. There's more than one thing. The Catholic Church, and every AIDS historian will bear me out on this because I am an AIDS historian. I'm one of the experts in the state. I have testified in front of Congress. and the state about HIV and AIDS. And I will tell you, the Catholic Church did, in fact, contribute to the spread of AIDS greatly in sub-Sahara Africa and Africa because of their not allowing contraception and condoms. And
I thought you were just
going to
talk about
move.
Gay priests.
But the Catholic Church is very influential in South America and also in North America.
Yes.
And you didn't see the AIDS numbers.
That's not true. Do you know more African-American women in this country right now? I mean, if we want to talk AIDS, it's sad. I mean, it's sad right now even in our country because of the stranglehold of religion and just everything else. The number one people with AIDS right now are African-American women, 18 to 30.
Is that right?
I mean, that's horrifying to for that demographic to be the fastest growing demographic, African American and Latino communities. The largest cases of AIDS coming now out of Russia and China and all the other countries where they don't have education, where they don't practice and give out condoms, that sort of thing. So you have yet to see the devastation in many of the minority communities in this country and others. So don't think that by any means you've seen a peaking of the numbers. You have not.
All right. John Ziegler is with us. Also, Carell and Gina Grad is doing the news, and we'll open the phones here if you have anything you'd like to say.
There is no chance of us getting to a phone call between now.
We can't even get to the news. Back to Fox News.
Well, we can only try.
He's only one man.
Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710.
That's I haven't given a phone number in so long. Can I give a phone number? What is the number? How do you reach me?
520-9710.
All right, 520-9710.
And 888-520-9710.
That's 888-520-9710. Or on the web at www.971freefm.com. That's 971freefm.com where you can listen live.
And 971fmtalk.com. But if if you'd like to have sex with Carell at 11 o'clock, he's available.
You gotta be hot.
He is?
How hot? What is the age range you're looking for in a dude?
Oh, let's see, 25 to 45.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard that you had a different one. I heard your range was 8 hours after they're born and 8 hours after they die.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. Nope, 25 to 45.
That's an old joke. Don't feel too special.
Well, I'm not old, so unfortunately I didn't get it.
What's the age range again?
25 to 45,
I would think.
25 to 45. Yeah. They have to be young. You know, I'm all connected.
Jesus, I just make it.
Is this legal?
Well, no, I'm totally digital, so they have, you know, I hate people who don't know about technology, and I'll say, oh, go check out my, go do this, or let me IM you, and they're like, what? Oh, I don't use it. It's like, oh, no.
I better get into your pants before October.
Oh my God, there's no room in here. It's just me and the leather, honey. It's terrible when they try to wrap it around the cow again.
All right.
Okay, go
Let's
ahead.
Let's go with,
back to the news.
Gina, please. Anything else going on?
Gina and I are going out at 11. That's what's happening.
Oh,
we're going to the Abbey. That's it.
Well, passengers were sitting. I can't believe I've
Oh, is this the plane
now.
Story?
Yes.
What could you imagine being on that plane and then being out there with your feet in the water and the ferry boats all coming at you?
Well, passengers were sent fleeing into the icy 35-degree water when the Airbus 320 went down
near
48th Street. Well, I'm sure that's next to follow. In this bit of audio, one passenger recounts the final moments of dissension just before the plane hit the water.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
Fire, flames coming out of it, and I was looking right at it because I was sitting right there. And it just started smelling a lot like gasoline. And a couple minutes after that, the pilot said, you guys got to brace for a hard impact. And that's when everyone started, to be honest, saying prayers. And
this guy made me cry
over
yesterday.
The water, and we thought we had a chance because, you know, there was some water. And
listen to his voice.
Got to give it to the pilot,
and
he made a hell of a landing. And my head hit. You know, everybody's head hit. We hit we hit the water pretty hard. And we were all making sure that people in front of us got off. Everyone, although it was chaotic,
hear his voice.
Everyone kept a pretty cool demeanor, man. That water got cold, but everyone kept a cool demeanor. And God bless patience, man, because I think it prevailed, man, honestly. It was a cool scene.
You hear the timbre in his voice? I mean, he's like right on the edge, yes.
Look, but it's 20 degrees and he's wet.
I know. I mean, it was so incredible. Everything was, I was so proud of everybody yesterday. And for Bush not to mention it in his farewell speech was really upsetting to me.
Please.
No, I'm sorry. It
By
was.
By next week, you
he
won't
introduced
be able to
every,
remember any
he
of this.
He introduced every minority person he knew.
Hold
he called every black or Hispanic that he had in his Rolodex to have them down there in the front so he could introduce them. And he can't talk about the people in New York who just plucked.
Nice to give Sully a nod.
But you think,
wait a minute.
Well, why give the other people nods?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
And I'd like to thank the black guy in the third row who himself opened a store in New Orleans because I wouldn't come down and help them out.
Carell, do you think if he did mention that maybe some of the liberal media would go, look, he's trying to capitalize on this?
Oh, yeah. he's trying to capitalize by saying a really great thing happened in my country today, and I'm not so out of the loop that I'm going to actually pay attention to it.
Wait,
oh please.
Wait, first of all, I've never quite understood why it is that plane crashes of any type get the amount of publicity that they do.
This was
hold on. If this was a bus that 150 people on it, and the bus driver did an amazing job of avoiding a crash, we wouldn't even know about it.
Well, first of all, it would only be a minivan. It'd be a wreck here in Southern California with 150 people in it.
If I could just jump in for 1 second. From what I've heard, that this is a near impossible way to land a plane.
A320.
It would have been a huge embarrassment, I think, for the country.
I'm on your side.
155 people would have died as he's giving his farewell speech.
I'd like to thank the country. You know, it's really sad about the Hudson River.
It was an interesting story.
Do you know that they say a pilot told me yesterday that it is a given amongst an A320 that if you do a water landing, it is like a great water landing if you only break into two pieces. That's a great water landing if you only break into two pieces.
I think it's fantastic. It's amazing and all that. But why do we care? I used to go back to what happened here in Los Angeles a few years ago when we had 8 hours of live coverage to watch that plane land at LAX because its front wheel was slightly twisted.
Well, yes, that was ridiculous.
There was no chance in the world anything bad was going to happen. But because it's in the air, we go, oh my God. I have a theory that the further away from the Earth's crust a new story happens, it increases it increases the level of news intensity.
Well, this wasn't far at all. JFK landed right in the Hudson River.
Which is why by next week we'll have forgotten about it. The one other thing I'm confused by is, how is it that these 911 calls happen? Because whenever I fly, I lose all bars the instant that we leave the ground.
Well, that's because you have a BlackBerry. Get an iPhone, honey. Get an iPhone. I can talk at 20,000 feet.
No, you can't.
Oh, I've done it.
Is that right?
Oh, I said, screw these rules. I need to call my vet. My dog was in the hospital, and I was like, I'm calling. So I called from my cell phone.
All right.
The plane didn't go down either, by the way.
So those rules are okay to break. But the rule of not writing a check for any more money than you have in your account is...
You've never been poor, have you?
I have been poor.
No, have you been so poor that if you don't write that check...
Have you
been so poor that if you don't write that check by 5 o'clock, your lights are going to be off? So you'll worry about how to cover it tomorrow.
In Tim's defense, he's popped his own couch because it was inflatable and he left a cigarette on it. So he's been pretty poor.
Oh, you poor pathetic thing.
I've had slim years.
I would imagine.
Bounce checks. I've been standing in line on Van Nuys Boulevard at Van Owen at Pacific Bell.
And when you bounced checks, how did you feel when you had to pay them back?
I felt like an a-hole.
And were you mad at them? You're like, I'm already broke. Why are you charging me 50, 60, 70 bucks?
Because the world's not that fair. It can't be that fair.
Oh, no, because people say it can't be. That's right. Because someone's got to make that $35. Right. Because when you're late on your credit card payment and have no money, let's hike the rate up to 30%.
Corral, what would happen if there was no punishment for that kind of activity? What would happen?
I don't know. Let's try.
Yeah,
let's try.
Yeah,
how
I'm
about
sure,
we just get rid
sure
of all
no
late fees and
that.
Bounce check fees and see if we fall into financial ruin? Yeah. Oh, wait. We're already in financial ruin and there's those fees.
That's great logic. That's wonderful logic there. Yeah. That's all why there's no liberal talk radio.
All right. Let's continue here with the news.
I have a quick update here from singer Boy George.
Oh, the poor thing's going to jail. Have you seen him?
Sentenced to 15 months in jail today after being convicted of falsely imprisoning a man.
He hired a hooker and hooked him to the wall.
Yeah, right. He handcuffed him to the wall in a London apartment.
You know why?
Well, I know it happened for almost an hour.
I talked to George. George and I are friends. And so, because, all we gay people have this, union. But anyway, I talked to George about this.
The gay hotline.
So they hired this hooker. I don't think it was Marilyn. It was one of his other drag friends. I think it was Amanda Lepore. And so they, do you love Amanda?
I love
there
Amanda.
There is not a real part on that body, but it looks good.
I sat next to her at a Phoenix bar in New York.
Oh my God, yes.
And she was doing two illegal things. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, well, God bless her. Anyway, you two go home. She and I will do the next.
Hold on 1 second.
Is there a reason for us here?
Anyway,
Boy
George.
Hold on 1 second. Men 25-54.
Yes.
That's our audience.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they'll want to screw Amanda Lepore. Have you ever seen her?
She's amazing.
Oh, my God. She is like, they will want to screw the hell out of Amanda Lepore. Right. Oh, Boy George wanted to do was go hire a hooker.
Just because she wasn't technically born a woman.
No. Well, times have changed, so is Cher. So anyway, Boy goes out and hires this hooker. to photograph him.
Norwegian escort Auden Carlson.
Yeah, to photograph, because Boy George has a clothing line. And so he hires these hookers to model his clothing. So he had this hooker model his clothing, and I guess the hooker like was getting randy with the two of them, and they said they were handcuffing him for the photos, but instead they handcuffed him and hooked him to the wall, and they went out dancing. And then they came back from the club, and of course he was still there on the wall, and they let him down, and they paid him for his time, and he still filed charges.
And I'm not saying that this was the right thing to do, but in their defense, it wasn't even an hour.
Well, and you should never leave your hooker chained up in the bedroom. It's just bad protocol.
But if you're a male hooker and the call comes in for an assignment to Boy George's house, don't you pass?
I don't know. A lot of people... And a lot of people like him.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't seem like there's a big window for weirdness.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah. It's Boy George.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. If you're a hooker and you end up shackled to a wall, isn't it just an occupational hazard?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get to call the police and say, if I were the cop, I'd be like, then become a banker, hun. You know?
And that's then at true. That point, they're like, oh my God, so you got shackled to the wall.
Were
and
you
then,
paid?
And
yes,
then
you were.
Oh my God, were you beaten?
No.
Were you with a prodding?
No, I was photographed.
Oh, well then why are you calling me?
Well,
we got real
I was paid and photographed and fed. What, did you have to see him naked? Yes. Oh, that's it. Now we're going.
Anywho, British...
Should there be punishment for holding somebody against their will for 5 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you're paying them.
In which case...
And they came willingly and put the handcuffs on their own volition.
I see. All right.
British Judge David Radford said the former Culture Club frontman, whose real name is George O'Dowd...
Bad show, George. Bad show.
...was guilty of gratuitous violence against the escort. Now, this doesn't really seem like a lawyer I'd want to have on my side, but O'Dowd's lawyer said that his client and the escort both behaved like drug-crazed idiots and that O'Dowd's substance abuse problems were a contributing factor.
You think?
Thanks. Thanks for helping.
Yeah, that was his lawyer?
Yeah.
Did you hear Blagojevich's lawyers, or the guy is bailing on him, too? Yeah.
Oh.
Can't, you know.
Now.
What's the Church of the Poison Mind back there? Helen
yes.
Terry.
Right.
God bless Helen Terry. Church of the Poison Mind.
Carell is with us, if you haven't noticed, and also John Ziegler.
Hey, it's the 80s. You know you were alive then.
I love the Go-Go 80s.
The Go-Go's.
Yes, the Go-Go
80s. They used to go to Mickey's.
Who is the Lisa
Belinda Carlisle.
Do you like, is it Lisa Lampanelli?
Yes.
Do you like Lisa Lampanelli?
From where?
Oh, great comic.
The comedian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I thought we were talking the Go-Go's.
She has a theory that she's very popular with the gays. Can you turn that down?
So is what's her name, Kathy Griffin.
Very
popular with the gays. I'm not popular with the gays. You know, they don't like me.
They don't like you?
They don't like me. I am not popular with the gays.
Is that right? That's why you're not dating.
That's why my book is called You Can't Say That, because queers are stupid. They do everything wrong. This whole Prop 8 thing was so stupid. They lost the battle. That was ridiculous. And then to blame the churches for doing what churches do. I mean, you're blaming a scorpion for stinging you. That's ridiculous. You waged a losing campaign. You had a dumb battle. You didn't expect black and Hispanics to vote against you, but they did. You just thought since they're going, they're going to vote for gay people because they're black and Hispanic. So of course they will. No, because their church was telling them, don't you do it. And then we lost. And they went, oh, we lost. Let's lay down in front of the Mormon church and make a carpet. It's like, what the hell is that
about?
Let's
close El Coyote.
Let that poor woman get fired from El Coyote. Oh, please, leave her alone, queers. You don't want to drink there, go someplace else, for God's sakes. Whatever.
Right. But she has a theory that she's very popular with the gays because most gays hate themselves and she reinforces that and helps them. Is that possible?
Well, there's a lot of self-loathing queers.
Is that right?
Al Rantel.
Oh, I don't think he's self-loathing.
Ever listen to him?
I love that guy.
Okay.
I really do.
Well,
I actually am glad.
Any member of the Log Cabin Club, self-loathing.
Because I like Al Rantel a lot.
Good.
And because
I like that he beat cancer. I hate that he's a really weird conservative on radio.
Oh, that's right. He's Republican.
Well, he called me Siegfried and Roy.
He endorsed Obama.
So? I disagree with a lot of what Barack Obama says. Y'all act like that I drank the Kool-Aid.
He's no conservative.
Y'all act like I drank the Obama Kool-Aid. Look, the man is just a man, okay? First of all, I do not approve of Rick Warren. I do not approve of Rick Warren. Not because of the gay thing either. I think he's offended more women than gays. And so Rick Warren was a dumb choice. I don't agree with the bailout. I don't think he should be asking for all that money. It's dumb to do. It's throwing good money after bad. It's a bad move.
Have anything to do with what I just said?
Well, you seem to think that everybody just loves Obama if they're a liberal,
what I'm saying is that if you endorse Barack Obama publicly, you are no conservative.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
Why? Are you saying that a conservative could not like the values that Barack Obama stands for?
Yes.
Well, then that speaks very poorly of conservatives, and that's why perhaps they didn't win the election.
Okay. That's exactly right. I can't even imagine what would have happened had your third guest showed up.
Huh? I've never met him. He wouldn't even come. I don't even know him.
There was no need for me. I mean, exactly.
Or Gina.
Who was it? Mark Germain? Never met him.
Yeah.
Never met him, and he won't come because of me. Was he afraid I'm going to call him a plumber?
No, he wouldn't come because of you. He said he'd like to come in and do the show by myself.
He was right. It was the right idea.
It was because of Ziegler. I know that him and Ziegler have this thing.
I read it
on the web. It was all over Defamer, all about Ziegler and Germain. It was terrible.
That right?
Oh, Perez Hilton did a thing. Oh, I hate her. I can't say her name anyway. Never mind.
Paris Hilton.
No, there's
Perez.
Another one. Don't mention him. I can't stand him.
Perez is not a her.
Please, a smurf on steroids.
All right, let's continue with the news.
We're
here.
Still
Gina
the news?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're telling me.
Actually, you know what? Hold on 1 second. We got to take a break here. We don't? Okay, let's go. Finish the news. Here we go.
Okay. California's controller, as I'm sure you know, said today that he will be forced to impose a 30-day delay on tax refunds and some other payments starting February 1st if lawmakers fail to agree on a plan to erase a nearly $42 billion budget deficit. Controller John Chang, who acts as the state's accountant, said he will have no choice but to delay $3.7 billion in payments next month because the state is running out of cash. In this clip, Chang specifies in a press conference exactly who the refund delays are going to hurt the most.
All right, here we go.
Us.
No, we're broke, man. Right,
yeah.
Delaying these payments will hurt real families, many of whom are barely hanging on in these very, very tight and difficult times. We need to take action promptly to protect these people at this most critical time. Taxpayers who expected to use their refund to purchase a car, to make food payments, to pay off their credit card bills, we'll have to wait.
Never mentioned saving, did he?
Oh, Jesus. You know, does the state owe you money?
Yes.
Does the state owe you money, John?
I'm not sure.
They owe me.
Oh, well, he's got so much he can't tell.
Yeah, I think they owe me about $4,000.
I'm going to get about $9,000 between federal and state.
So I'm going to get an IOU.
Yes, we are.
Promissory note.
And what do you do with that?
I don't know. John, you're Republican governor. Why are we getting a...
there was no bigger critic of Arnold Schwarzenegger on this planet than me, Carell.
I blame him
for all of this. This is because of his gutlessness and his urge to get reelected because of his need to be loved. We basically, here's what happened in California. 4 years ago, we had a rich uncle die that we didn't even know we had, who left us all this money in the form of the real estate boom. And Arnold Schwarzenegger used that to get reelected rather than make sure the state was going to be solvent for the next few years. Mm-hmm. And he deserves all the blame here. So I have no love for Arnold.
Well, and the legislature.
When you go after Schwarzenegger as being a Republican, don't you agree that when the Republicans ran California in the 70s and the early 80s, it was a better place to live?
You know, every party has good ideologies and bad ideologies. I was poking fun at Ziegler about him being a Republican because he seemed so hooked on the labels.
Right, but do you agree in the 70s when the Republicans
ran? I was 11. I mean, you know, I was born in 62, dear. I'm not, you know, in the
70s. I was born in 63.
Okay, then how do you remember the 70s? If you remember the 70s, you weren't there. I mean, you know, if you were 15, you were doing memory enhancer.
I love that phrase.
You know, memory non-enhancers.
Well, you don't remember the 70s?
Vaguely.
Wait a minute. You're a year older than I am?
Yeah.
I don't look at that, do I? You remember the bicentennial with the coin coming
out? Yes, I do. I love the bicentennial. I have the coin still. I do. I'm very big on that. I love the founders. Kenneth C. Davis is a good friend of mine, the historian. Don't know much about the Bible. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about this, that.
Right.
And even today we were talking about, you would like this, John. We were talking about the sense of the question of experience when it comes to people like Caroline Kennedy or when it comes to Roland Burris.
Oh, now it's Caroline Kennedy. It's not Caroline Schwann.
You know what? They have so many names. It's like Maria. She has Shriver,
she went back to
Kennedy.
Kennedy.
All I know is if you can see through the woman if she stands in front of the sun. It's ridiculous. Eat something, for God's sakes. You're our state's first lady.
Do you think that Caroline Kennedy should be the senator from New York?
Well, I don't live in New York, so I don't really know, but I will say this.
Do you think she's qualified?
Well, the founders, there is no qualification, but the founders had her in mind when they, remember, it wasn't until 1912, Ziegler? 1921 or 1912 when we actually got to elect senators, because the founders thought that the mob
should... Do you think she's the best person in New York to appoint senator?
Yes, actually, because we know that
so Palin, the governor of Alaska, is completely unqualified.
Well, we're talking fundraising when we're talking. Well, we're talking fundraising right now. Remember, this is an appointment.
But Carolyn Kennedy is totally qualified to become senator.
Well, according to the founders, the qualifications to become senator was to be 35 and to be a resident of the United States. So, in the words of Benjamin Thomas and all them, yes, she's completely qualified.
Yeah, but how?
Also, by the way,
does that work for Palin?
Yeah, it would work for Palin if she had something going on. I mean, if she had a policy
Kennedy going on?
I am not from New York. If you were asking me if she were to be my senator, I would say probably
not.
Not
from Alaska either. But give Palin some decent shots.
She was going to run me. She has no bearing on my life.
She's vice president.
But I will.
That's less power than
John
a U.S.
McCain
senator.
Actuary tabled he was going to drop within 30 days.
Please.
It ages you 10 years per every year.
Please.
If that's 40 years for 4 years, he would have been 104. My dog is younger. I mean, he was going to go. So she was going to be president.
Uh-huh.
He was. You saw that man.
You want to make a bet that he survives Obama's first term?
Well, if he's not president, he probably will. The stresses are completely different. Back to the question of experience. Kenneth C. Davis told me this just the other day.
But how many people live in the state of New York?
I don't have that figure, John. Do you know Manhattan's 11 million?
Let's say it's 30 million people.
Okay, sure.
Close to that.
Maybe 28 million people.
I think it's 27, 28.
Yeah. All right, 27 million people.
Yes.
And the most qualified person to be senator is Carolyn Kennedy?
Senate and politics has never been about the most qualified. Is she visible? Can she move things through the Senate? Can she raise money for the Democratic National Party? Is she going to be interested in rerunning again when the seat comes, when it comes up for actual election? There's a lot of things to consider here. Remember, the founders thought that whoever got in the Senate was going to be rich, white, entitled people. That's who was in government. They assumed that but what I'm saying is Caroline Kennedy is exactly who the founders had in mind when they thought of appointments to the Senate. It
and
is
if
people
she was
like
a Republican,
her.
You would pillory her.
Excuse me, there have been Republican appointments who cares nowadays? Why are we so obsessed with this? We are going down the tubes. You know, I don't care if Caroline Kennedy's in the Senate. I care if we are going to have a country in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Carell is with us. Also, John Ziegler is with us. And do we have any more news here?
We have one more story.
One more news story. Here we go.
One cheerful story about unicorns and gumdrops.
I thought it was about American Idol. Did you see Ryan try to high-five a blind person?
Let's not go there.
Oh,
that
I called him
really
right
depressing.
After I'm all child. Now, come on. It was too much.
It was terrible.
Do you love Kara?
Are you close enough with Ryan? You could just call him?
Ryan and I did 2 years on TV together, and Kara DioGuardia is a good friend of mine.
I didn't know that.
Hi, Kara, if you're listening.
I haven't seen enough yet to know.
She's fun. You should party with her.
How many people do you have on MySpace? How many friends are on Facebook?
I don't have a clue. On Facebook, I just started like 3 days ago, and there's a couple hundred.
That's pretty cool.
I don't pay attention to MySpace. My blog at the Huffington Post is read over by 70,000 people a week. My website gets about 20,000 hits a day. I don't know.
Very good.
People out there.
Excellent. All right. Also, you can go into John Ziegler's website, How Obama Got Elected.
And JohnZiegler.com.
Is that guy on the show?
TheRealKFI.com. And what was the Tiger Woods one?
Tiger Woods is God.
Tiger Woods is God. Is that satirical or do you really think he's God?
You have to decide for yourself.
Okay, I guess I'll go read it.
Hey, Tim, since we're giving out plugs, how about one for me?
Do you have a website?
GinaGrad.com.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim,
how about
one for me?
RandyWangsAnIdiot.com.
No, Mr. Fast Food.
Oh, MrFastFood.net.
Did you really get that domain? Do you really own that domain?
Yeah.
MrFastFood.net?
Do you know what I bought and I'm launching it on Valentine's Day? To God.
What?
PityPartyOfOne.com. And it's going to be a thing where if you're going to dinner or to a movie or something and you don't want to go by yourself, you can post what you're going to go do and see if someone wants to go with you.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe I own it. I can't believe it.
I have newfound respect for the intellect of Mark Germain. That's all I can say.
Good. You and me can go do a show somewhere. Have a good time. Go be bitter in some place.
You know, I know that that you two would only last about 10 minutes, but I'd listen to the two of you doing your show for 4 hours a day.
Andrew used to fight with me like this. He was wrong, too.
That would be the easiest show in the world.
Just because he's dead doesn't mean he was right. He was wrong, too.
It would be like John and Ken, only I would be the Ken and you would be the gay guy.
If you were the Ken, you would be the gay guy. I don't know.
According to rumor or
non-confirmed sources
right,
of any kind.
Gina, what's
right.
going on with that?
No first-hand knowledge.
Well, finally, Circuit City became the largest retailer fall victim to the expanding financial crisis today, announcing it will shut down its remaining 567 U.S. stores at the cost of, this hurts, 34,000 jobs.
But you'll be able to get a plasma for like $8 tomorrow. I swear to God, a Nintendo Wii, $29.95.
You better like it, too. It's not going
back. Oh, my God. My friend Ken couldn't get a Wii until yesterday. It took him all the way from November.
You know what happened to Circuit City? And I had to jump
the
in
the internet?
Here. Gina. But the people who work at Circuit City killed that company.
Yeah.
I went to buy a camera from Circuit City about 2 years ago. And I asked the guy who was selling me the camera, I said, how many frames per second? Because when you have a three-year-old, you got to really, like, click a lot of pictures to get one decent one. I said, how many frames a second can I get out of this camera? And he said, 1,200. I said, 1,200 frames a second? He said, yeah, 1,200.
Did you ask him if he was from the future?
I said, okay, thanks,
John, 30,000 more jobs lost. Let me ask you, as someone who looks at this often, we know it's going to get worse, but I don't think, by the way, the stimulus package is going to help. I don't. I think it's stupid. Do you see anything on the table right now that is going to even begin to turn this trend around? Because we're hearing about Circuit City, 34,000.
No, because what's happened is we've gotten into a big load of trouble because of liberalism, and to fix it, we're going to try socialism.
No, are you trying? Are you talking? Yeah, but the problem is the socialism that we're trying is corporate socialism. $200 billion would have paid off every mortgage in America. $200 billion.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's absolutely true.
Do the math. It's true.
It's in the trillions.
It's two. Lou Dobbs and I both did the math. 200, every resident, we're not talking corporate mortgage here. No. We're talking private mortgages. 200 billion with a B.
By the way, here's a stat that I read online the other day, and I'm going to ask both of you this. Maybe one of you guys knows. And we'll ask Gina as well. What percent of people in the United States own their home?
Oh, it's very small.
Free and clear. I read this.
I'm guessing.
What's your definition?
They don't owe a dime.
Not a dime. No second mortgage either. I read this. It's an astounding number.
What's the number? 14%. Carell, what do you think?
The number of homeowners or the number of out of Americans altogether?
Not just homes.
If you look at, if you're saying of all the people, I would say probably percentage-wise under 20%.
What do you think, John?
I think it's way lower
than that. I think it's going to be high. I think it's very high.
No, it's got to be way lower. I think it's in the single digits. It's
35%.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that wild?
Yes. And when I
guess
there's
a lot of older people who have paid off their homes.
That's where I got this.
I would need to have more information on that number.
I'll give you more information. Yeah, no, I went to that site, to the U.S., it's the U.S. Housing Department. That's where I got the $200 billion figure for the mortgages. There's only it's a really small number.
$200 billion cannot be right.
I'd have to go look at it. I don't want to make this number up, but there was a remarkable small amount of residential mortgages when you think about how many people there are in this country.
Well, and I'm no mathematician, but could you do a little something with that 35 and that $200 billion and see if that adds up?
No, because you have to figure out how many homes and everybody owes different.
But wait a minute, it's an absurdity to begin with, because the precedent that would set would destroy the entire system.
Oh, how horrible. What a precedent. We pay off people's mortgages instead of giving Bank of America $50 billion. Oh, that's
My guess is you couldn't pay off California's mortgages with $200 billion.
Oh, yeah, you could.
I don't think you could.
If 35% are free and clear.
Yeah, but it's still, there's a lot of money. I mean, I owe
$219,000. I mature in 2018. That's why I'm finally
mature. I owe $540,000 on my house.
Oh, but I'm not counting my second. I owe more than I think.
I'm $75,000 upside down.
So your grandchildren are basically paying off your house, is what you're saying.
No, I'll just eventually walk away from it.
Yeah, well, great. So a sense of home. Right. Nothing like the family home. Ah, screw Tara. We'll burn it.
the greatest earthquake insurance in the world is to have a third or a fourth out on your house.
I couldn't imagine living anywhere but Park Howard. I really couldn't.
Park Howard.
That's the name of my house. What's your house's name?
Oh, Park. You named your house?
Why haven't you?
You name your cars?
my motorcycle's named Gio.
Oh, Bob Boom.
Well, he's got three wheels. He's fabulous. He's a Porsche. Right, what's your house name, John?
I live in an apartment because I'm responsible and knew that when I moved here, the housing prices were ridiculous.
You don't?
And I want a bailout for all the tail I could have been getting in a great house that I didn't get.
Honey, I've seen you up close. Real estate ain't going to help that, okay?
I want a bailout from all the stuff I could have been getting for the irresponsible house I didn't get.
Well, you could have been getting tail if you were paying it with the bailout money, but otherwise, would have been no
all right,
tail.
By the way, Carell is with us. You can go to his website.
RadioKRL.com or visit John Ziegler at John Ziegler. That's Ziegler.
I'd rather you go to How Obama Got Elected.
Okay,
HowObamaGotElected.com. Gina Grand, is that the end of the news?
GinaGrand.com.
The news is over. We'll come back and take some few phone calls here.
Oh, there are some callers here.
They've been waiting like 132 years.
John Ziegler's with us. We're live on 97.1 FM. righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Carell is with us. Also, John Ziegler is with us, and we'll open up the phones here. Anything you'd like to talk to these two gentlemen about? Everything is fair game. 520-9710.
Not my children. You can't talk about my children.
You got kids?
Actually, I have grandkids, but...
You have grandchildren?
Yes, I have.
But you don't have children?
I don't have children. Well, I have stepchildren.
Oh, you have stepchildren who have children?
Yes.
I see. How old are the grandchildren?
Hannah Clarice is 7, and Will is 5.
Well, look at you. Young guy to have grandchildren.
I know. They're gorgeous.
You're a year
too.
Older than I am, and you got grandkids.
And Hannah was a preemie and was in the hospital for months and months.
Jesus. I was up in Oregon with my 3-year-old daughter, and twice in a period of 2 weeks, I got this. How's it feel to be a grandfather?
Jesus Christ.
Because they start a little earlier up there.
Well, look in Wasilla. Isn't Sarah your good friend Sarah? She's a grandma now, ain't she?
I like when we play that sound.
She can see Huggies from her house now.
I like when we play that sound bite of my daughter to see John's face. It's like, why does your daughter have permission to do that?
I can have some money.
Yeah, you can have some money, baby, please. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jeremy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm just curious about where he got these figures. He said $200 billion would have paid off all the mortgages.
Right.
Yes. Residential.
Here's the math that I'm doing. Just hear me out here. Even
sure.
If there were only 20 million houses in this country that were not paid for, 20 million times 10,000 would be $200 billion. Are you telling me that the average mortgage on 20 million houses, that the balance is only
$10,000? Don't confuse him with math.
First of all,
Ziegler,
I want to know how many years of math you have, Ziegler. That's all that matters.
Don't use math.
I will post the 20 billion figure at my website at Radio KRL with the story from the Department of Housing.
That'll make it real.
Nonsense. That means if there's 20 million houses, there's only a $10,000 balance.
No, what that means is that if you buy property someplace like, I don't know, Arkansas, where your engineer's going to buy it because of his sister thing, your property might be $20,000, $15,000, $30,000. You're in California, it's going to be $100,000.
Conversation to begin with. You couldn't.
Let's get rid of the numbers. Hold on. Jeremy, let me ask you a question, though. Let's just get rid of the number, okay? Because nowadays
it's wrong.
Well, no, because these numbers nowadays don't mean anything.
Yeah,
700 billion here, a trillion there. It's like, what the hell does this mean? Let's get rid of the number. Ziegler objects with the concept. Where are you with the concept? If the Congress and the Senate and the President had said, we're going to stimulate the economy by paying off mortgages of those who are in distress.
But doesn't it screw people that live in apartments?
Thank you.
Well, screw them.
Not even that. Here's where you're
Would you have been for that?
The government has no money. This is what liberals don't seem to understand.
I understand it perfectly. I'm not the one voting for the bailout. I mean, where are they? They're just going to print it. What are they going to do with it? I have no clue where they're getting the money. China, probably.
Exactly. So you can't pay off mortgages because you don't have any money.
Since they were going to spend a ton of money, I mean, they had their charge cards in hand, what would you like them to have spent it on? Wall Street or individual investment in people in distress mortgages?
That's ridiculous. Which family member would you rather have kicked in the face?
Well, Sophie's choice. Meryl Streep had to make that choice. So do you, Jeremy. Tough decisions.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Why are you all so keen on giving corporations billions and giving people nothing? What is
Because what you don't seem to understand.
No, not you, Jeremy. I know you don't want to give any bastard anything. Good for you.
But isn't that welfare?
Yeah.
Well, Corporate welfare. No, yes, it is. You're right. We are giving Bank of America, AIG, Morgan Stanley, all of these, we are giving them nothing but corporate welfare. You're absolutely right.
So if Barbara Streisand owes $2 million on her property, we should pay that off for Barbara?
No, because she's not a distressed homeowner.
Oh, so just distressed homeowners.
So it's just the people that
who got into this mess in the first place, right? It wasn't Streisand late on her mortgage. It was, and she's not, by the way. The house in Malibu is fine. So, you know, that's not the point. It was the people who were in distress, getting in arrears, and also all of these
who made
notes.
The mistakes and then should not be
really
not be
did they really? Yeah, they
them.
Made mistakes listening to the predatory lenders. They did. I didn't make the mistake when I refinanced 7 years ago after Andrew died, and I had to refinance when they came at me with all this stuff. But they guaranteed me these people. Oh, there'll be no problem. You'll be able to refi.
Do you own your house now?
In terms of outright?
No, you're paying a mortgage.
Yes, I pay a mortgage.
What's your mortgage rate?
15, or you mean the interest rate?
Yeah.
6.2.
All right, that should be lower.
Yeah, I'm doing a loan modification. They are lowering the interest rate.
Right. Yeah, anybody, everyone should be around 4.5.
Yeah, they're lowering, they're modifying my loan. They're lowering the interest. I just simply called and asked, and they said okay.
All right, let's talk to Mark in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Carell and John Ziegler with us.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right.
Hello.
What do you got?
So, you know, essentially, just looking at an average mortgage of $100,000. Similar to the point that the other guy made in L.A.
And how many are in foreclosure and how many are distressed? We're not talking about buying everybody's house in the country. We're not going to buy Lee Iacocca's house for him. We're not going to buy the Pacific Palisades mansions.
But doesn't that give something to people who effed up?
No.
No?
Did you effed up? No. Have you effed up, Jim?
No.
Okay, so if let's say that that Free FM switches to all rock tomorrow, and you guys are all out of a job, and let's say in today's media market, it is very probable that you may not find one for a while, and
right.
Heaven forbid, you get a couple months behind in your mortgage.
Right.
Are you a bad person? So if the government stepped in and said, we're going
to
catch you up, we're going
to
pay your mortgage, is that
this.
A terrible thing?
It's nothing. Well, Carl, you're living in a fantasy
world. No, he
world.
Said, you guys are blaming people because you're saying, oh, they're poor and they messed up and they're irresponsible. Yes, probably 10% of these mortgages were held by people who shouldn't have them. You're absolutely right. But is it wrong if you have nothing and someone hands you a thing and says, look, you can have this wonderful house and all you have to pay is $800 a month? Is it wrong if you are living in nothing to go
it,
do that?
If you're that dumb and you listen to it and it doesn't work out,
if
sorry.
You're that dumb, you think we have an educated electorate in this
well,
country?
Well, clearly we don't, because
we don't.
So the reality,
yes, George Bush twice. You're right. We have an illegitimate electorate. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, we can agree on that. The people in this country are a bunch of morons.
Yes, so how can you blame them for being moronic?
Wait a minute. The society that you want to create is
one that takes care of people.
No,
I know they're not corporations.
It's going to implode on itself.
We have imploded.
No, we haven't.
Oh, we haven't. So
no,
we're in good shape right now.
No, but we haven't imploded.
You know, the problem is people that are saying we haven't imploded are people with money.
So let me ask you something. If somebody owes $100,000 on their house.
Yes.
And they're behind 3, 4, 5 payments.
Yes.
Instead of what is happening now, where the sheriff removes that family and it's sold into foreclosure, the United States should give them $100,000 to pay the house off?
Absolutely. And where does that money go? Where does it go?
Well, it goes to that family.
No, it doesn't. Where does that money for that mortgage go?
Well, it goes to the people who own that house.
And what do they do with it? They pay off the note. And who does that money go to? It goes to the banks. So instead of giving the banks free money, which we have been doing, how about we give it to them through the people?
So the people who have... the people who owe $100,000 then, they've all are going to win the lottery for not paying their mortgage on time.
And the people, that's like saying the person who gets in a car wreck with no insurance is going to win the lottery because he's going to get health care.
No, that's not the same deal.
No, it is the same deal. Right. You guys have this big problem. You don't have a problem with giving Bank of America $50 billion.
Actually, Bank of America doesn't even want the money.
They asked for it Friday. They asked for it to be released.
Carell.
For Merrill Lynch, because they bought Merrill Lynch,
no one understand is that there's a fundamental difference between an investment infrastructure without which your entire system will collapse.
It did collapse!
And individuals who made errors in judgment or just got screwed by the vagaries of life.
Right,
those are two totally separate entities.
Them? By the way,
who
screwed them? Who screwed these individuals?
Well, it depends on the circumstance.
Well, I would imagine it's the people that's getting the bailouts right now, isn't it?
No, it's
so they get to screw people who get foreclosed upon, and then they get to take retreats at our expense. It's lovely.
You know what? It is unfortunate that we do benefit people in life for being owners rather than those who... We live in an ownership society.
Yes,
that's
which is wrong.
Oh, it's wrong to be living in an ownership
society?
Well,
if you're talking property...
All right, well then, so now we know. We should be living in communism.
No.
Please show me where communism has ever worked.
Oh my God, you righties, I love that. Oh, communism!
That's what you just described!
Communism! Well, no, I think, you know, we should have been smarter and bothered and borrowed from all the great and not-so-great governments of the world, took all of those philosophies, put them in one thing, and said, we can do better. Like God, he made Adam, he made Eve, I can do better than that, and he made Steve. So that being said, we should have said, okay, what are some of the good principles here? What are some of the good principles there? You scream about socialism and then socialize corporate welfare. You scream about socialism
when
but have no problem
that?
Subsidizing Halliburton.
Let's talk Let's talk to Ramon in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Okay, Timmy, I got two words, man. Jesus Christ.
Don't bring him into it.
Oh, man.
There's enough of that
Jesus
already.
Christ. All right, real quickly. We gotta,
Ziggs, okay, all I know is I heard Ziggs was going to be on. I wanted to hear him. And all I wanted to say to Ziggs is this sounds a lot like when you had Najee Ali on all those times.
Did you have Najee Ali on a lot?
Ramon, thanks for feeling my pain.
Oh, my God.
It's much more painful than it sounds.
No.
So you and Najee didn't get along, did you?
Oh, man. That was good radio. Just
is he
like
in jail now?
I believe he's in jail, right?
I think he is. Yeah.
Can I interview him again in jail?
He was convicted.
You should go interview him again.
Yeah, I just wanted to say though, you made a good point, John, when you were talking about the left wing media.
I want a job in the left wing media.
One second, dude. All I want you to do is read John Ziegler's book, which I got a signed copy
of.
You
act like I haven't.
I think you haven't, because by your standards, Abraham Lincoln would be a racist.
Abraham Lincoln be a racist?
You go,
he
brother.
Said you just read John Ziegler's book. If you read his book, there was a speech that President Abraham Lincoln did that, if by today's standards,
as someone who is a advocate of free speech and also someone, I don't think you should be determined by any one speech. To call or to assume that Lincoln would ever be a racist
did the same thing with Palin, though. You actually said the N-word on the radio. Dude.
Well, first of all, that word is used in reporting a story. That is what John McCain's intent was when he said that word.
Oh, really?
I have talked to African American leaders until I'm blue in the
face.
So
wait a minute, hold on a second. Lincoln's not a racist when he said black people should not and will not ever be equal to whites.
I don't know.
But McCain is a racist because he called Obama that one.
Okay,
there we have it. That's the world of Corral. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Drive home safely.
Yeah. I think it's fabulous you compare Sarah Palin to Lincoln, by the way. That just shows where your perspective is.
I know you guys think I'm nuts, but I'd listen to two of you for 4 hours a day.
Truly, Sarah Palin, did you? I mean, you met this woman. Can you honestly say with any intellectual integrity, I'm not going to let you get away with it, the woman's a raving idiot. She has nothing going on upstairs. I don't know how she governs
so
this.
So I spent 2 hours with
in
her.
In front of a raving idiot. Yes.
Asking her many questions.
Oh, I saw the answer. Oh, well, Katie Couric, you're not the center of the world.
Right. I got to tell you, of all the hundreds of people I've interviewed in my career, she was the most impressive.
What did she say that was so impressive?
You have to watch the entire interview.
No, don't do that. That's a cheap talk show trick. What did Sarah Palin say to you that made sense?
Just give me one of her policies that she said to you. Well, wait a minute. We were talking about the media coverage of
but
the election.
But she didn't
for
talk politics? She didn't talk about...
No, I was using the 50 minutes I had to interview her to ask her about specific things.
So her whole 15 minutes was about the media.
I hit her with clips of news coverage that she had not seen, had not seen at all.
Okay.
And in every single instant, she had an instantaneous, cogent response that was rational.
Okay, such as? Give me one clip. Just one clip you showed her.
See it on the website.
The first 10 minutes is at howobamagotelected.com. The rest of it, 35 minutes worth, is going to be released in late February with my documentary.
In theaters.
We will be doing it in theaters as well as DVD release.
And please come back.
Can you buy it like at the website, howobamagotelected?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Great. Not yet, but you get on our mailing list, we'll find out.
Beans.
Can you guys have sex and make up?
That's not how you make up. I go shopping.
I saw him without his shirt on.
I know. Practically had sex.
And then he took off his jacket.
Right,
I don't
Corral,
know what was going on.
Thanks for coming
here.
By. You're a major stud. And our favorite gay guy in the world.
John Ziegler? Oh,
yeah,
my God!
John Ziegler as well.
Now that's the real KFI.com.
Please come back anytime. You guys are major stars.
Hey, invite us. We're here.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for Sam Phillips and Chris Leary coming up next. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
L.A. is like a chick who used to be hot. But she's lost her look. She's sunblasted. Her boobs are saggy. But she still has all the attitude of the hot chick. Tons of attitude, but nothing. You don't want to see her naked anymore.
Right.
That's really what L.A. is.
Los Angeles has become Joy Behar.
That's right.
You know, used to be funny, used to be attractive, and now it's over.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.